Hare Krishna. The dual dimensions of Artha. The word Artha is often used to refer to wealth. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha are considered to be the four Purusharthas, the primary worthy goals of life, to live religiously, to pursue profit, to pursue pleasure, and to ultimately pursue liberation. Now the word Artha has also another meaning, which refers to purpose or meaning literally. Purush Artha, the four things that give meaning and purpose to life. The word Artha can mean purpose and meaning both. So Purush Artha, that which gives meaning meaning and purpose to life, purpose to human existence. Now, today, these dual meanings of the word Purush of Artha can be used to expand corporate consciousness, to enable business to function at a higher level than what most of the business is functioning today. No, most business today is run for the motive of profit. Now, profit is natural and necessary, but when profit becomes the sole motive, it becomes destructive. It becomes a destructive motive. To understand this, let's consider a dietary metaphor. You know, food is natural and necessary for our body, but we don't eat. We don't live only to eat. Those who live only to eat often eat excessively and inappropriately, unhealthily, and they by such eating, they not only they can injure the digestive system, and they impede their capacity to eat, and even injure their capacity to live also in the wrong run. So similarly, when business functions only for profit, then the business becomes disproportionate, disorganized, imbalanced. You know, when employees feel exploited, then their performance drops, the turnover increases. When customers feel cheated, then sales decrease. When the ecology is exploited, and the ecological resources get depleted, then the manufacturing and production and maintenance costs increase. So they skyrocket. And overall, the forces of hostility and animosity are created towards business, which makes the effective functioning of business difficult. Rather than its products, business has to combat with hostility, which distracts its energy from its development of its products. So now, all this negativity is not necessary. It can be avoided if we turn towards the other meaning of Artha, that is meaning or purpose. So for what purpose are we living? You know, nowadays, to some extent, there is a raising of consciousness, there is awareness of higher purpose, even within business circles, where many businesses are recognizing their corporate social responsibility, CSR. At the same time, CSR, it's an important positive step forward, but it alone does not necessarily signify the raising of consciousness. Sometimes it may well be a form of greenwashing. Greenwashing means that it's like there's whitewashing of some things to cover up problems or misdeed. Similarly, greenwashing means that we create a facade of being green, being friendly to the ecology by maybe planting some trees or by contributing some ecological causes, and we try to cover up the huge ecological or sociological costs of the operation of that business. So now greenwashing is can often be superficial, as critics have pointed out, because it does not signify an expansion or raising of consciousness. Now, consciousness can be raised in various ways. One of the best ways, most sustainable and transformational ways to raise our consciousness is by raising our self-conception. As long as we think that we are material creatures, then material things become the purpose of life and the source of pleasure. And for material things, we need money. And therefore, money becomes the driving motive of life and the pursuit, the unidimensional pursuit of money, which is destructive to the ecology, to society, to the longevity of the business, all this unidimensional pursuit of money, it stems from a lowered self-conception of oneself as simply a product of matter. But when we understand ourselves as spiritual beings, when we understand ourselves to be non-material beings, then we function for something higher than material gain. We function for a higher purpose. So the Bhagavad Gita expands our consciousness, elevates our consciousness by explaining to us that our identity extends beyond our biology. That we are not just physical creatures who need material pleasures. We are at our core spiritual beings who need deeper fulfillment in our life. When we understand that we are parts of a whole, then, and we contribute to the whole, then we become whole. Then we find lasting fulfillment. The Gita also gives us a vision of the whole, very inclusive vision, that Absolute is the source of everything and that Absolute pervades everything. In 18.46, the Bhagavad Gita says, Yataha pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvamidam tatam svakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. Yataha pravrittir bhutanam, from whom all of existence is manifested, yena sarvamidam tatam, by whom all of this universe is, all of existence is pervaded, svakarmanatam abhyarcha, by your work, worship him. Siddhim vindati manava. Oh, siddhim vindati. You can attain perfection. This perfection can refer to the ultimate liberation. It can also refer to the sublime satisfaction that comes when we work harmoniously with both our sides, material and spiritual. So when we work with an elevated self-conception, we work with higher consciousness, then we understand that we and our activities are parts of a bigger whole. So even our business becomes infused with a higher purpose. And when we work as parts of the whole, then we are channeled as instruments by a power far greater and wiser than us. And that power is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita, is known, that higher existence is known in various, by various names in various traditions, and it is known as Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Now when we become devoted to, when we work in a mood of worship, that means we understand that our abilities and our talents are gifts from God and they are meant to be used in His service. When we work with that mood, then that devotional disposition raises our consciousness, and that by working as parts, harmonious parts of a whole, we get a huge amount of fulfillment. A fulfillment that money alone can't provide. When we work at lowered consciousness, we may achieve a lot of material things, but we will always have a gnawing sense of emptiness eating us from within. We'll feel that something vital is missing in our life. Even when we have many things which are missing, many of the luxuries that are missing in general people's lives. So we may have riches, but we don't have richness. That richness, that rich fulfillment can come in our lives when we pursue artha, not just in its single dimension of profit, but artha in both its dimensions of profit as well as purpose and meaning. Thank you. Hare Krishna.